proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. Today we begin a new series on the final blessings of Moses to the 12 tribes of Israel. After Moses finished teaching his song to the assembled Israelites, God instructed him to ascend Mount Nebo, located in the land of Moab. From that point, Moses could see the land of promise. However, God forbade him from crossing the Jordan River and entering into Canaan himself. God then informed Moses that he, Moses, was about to die. When Moses perished, according to Deuteronomy chapter 34, quote, "His eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated." The 33rd chapter of Deuteronomy recorded Moses' final blessings on the tribe of Israel. Moses' opening words focused upon God's self-revelation to the Jewish nation. Quote, "The Lord came from Sinai and rose up from Seir unto them. He shined forth from Mount Paran," unquote. His words refer to how God manifested himself to the Israelites after their exodus from Egypt. God descended upon Mount Sinai in fire. Smoke arose from that location. As the writer of Hebrews chapter 12 noted, the Jewish people heard, quote, "the sound of a trumpet and the voice of words, which voice they that heard entreated that the word should not be spoken to them anymore," unquote. God intended for this initial meeting between him and the Israelites to evoke awe on their part. Moses added that God, quote, "came with 10,000s of saints," unquote, and, quote, "from his right hand went forth a fiery law from them." Who were these saints? They might have denoted an angelic being. If so, that interpretation would go far to explain Stephen's allusion in the second chapter of Acts. His alluding to how the Israelites, quote, "have received the law by the disposition of angels." The fiery law evidenced how the Jewish people, quote, "heard the voice of God speaking out of the midst of the fire," unquote, as Moses said in the fourth chapter of Deuteronomy. God loved the people. Quote, "All his saints are in thine hand, and they sat down at thy feet. Everyone shall receive of thy words," unquote. In this verse, the terms, the people, and the saints, both sets of terms alluded to the Jewish nation. Moses depicted the Israelites as sitting at God's feet and hearing his words, just as a student would learn from a teacher. However, as Stephen pointed out in the seventh chapter of Acts, though the Jewish people heard God's law, they did not keep it. In Deuteronomy chapter 33, Moses mentioned how he, quote, "commanded us a law, even the inheritance of the congregation of Jacob," unquote. Of course, Moses did not claim to have authored that law which bore his name. However, he repeatedly exhorted the Jewish people to obey the law's precepts. Moses even mandated that the Jews have periodic public readings of the law, a practice that Ezra and his Jewish contemporaries adopted, as recorded in the eighth chapter of the book of Nehemiah. Moses added, quote, "He was king in Jeshurun when the heads of his people and the tribes of Israel were gathered together," unquote. This, of course, was a reference to the sovereignty of God. Though Moses did not have a royal title to his name, he did perform several functions associated with a supreme ruler, for example, adjudicating legal cases. For 40 years, Moses led Israel as God's appointed leader. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another Radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.